Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to, both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So no, I don't really want to do this one. Oh, I don't want to do this one at all. A nurse found drugs in a Florida man's back door during surgery for a stab wound. Just going to leave it like that. A Florida man involved in what police believe was a drug dispute ended up behind bars because during surgery, because he went in to seek medical attention because he was stabbed. It was at St. Petersburg's Bayfront Hospital last month. The injuries required surgery. 43-year-old Michael O'Neill was had they a nurse was. Well, she found that he had been using his prison wallet, for the lack of a better phrase, to store drugs and drug paraphernalia. It was smoking gun piece. And they said while in surgery, she located it. And it was round tinfoil with cocaine, along with a glass crack pipe and a lighter. I can't even deal. And he posted $5,500 bond, was released from custody, pled not guilty to the charges. I don't know how you can plead not guilty to these charges. This was not his first arrest either. So next story, moving on. Let's see here. We've got a Florida man's cross necklace blocks the bullet from piercing his heart. This is coming from WFLA. He was shot in the chest. He credits a cross necklace for saving his life. 20-year-old Aiden Perry and told it and his friend that he was showing off a firearm. He accidentally fired it because he's a moron. It ricocheted off his gold necklace and became lodged in the fatty tissue of his chest. The doctors say that his necklace saved his life. So I think there's probably something to be said for wearing big gold chains, maybe. But it ricocheted. It had to just hit perfectly. They said if he hadn't been wearing it, it would have pierced his lungs or his heart. So maybe he got it as a Christmas gift last year from his dad. So just saying, maybe that's a giant sign to this dude. Just FYI. Also, let's see here. I got drug trafficking. We also have a guy in Zephyrhills, Florida. An argument that began, a man opened fire on a garbage truck while chasing it through Zephyrhills. And this was early Friday morning that led to the guy chasing it while firing shots in a collision that sent two men to the hospital and another to jail, according to Zephyrhills PD. They went to Advent Health Zephyrhills. The man showed up. He had a gunshot wound to his right forearm. He was shot, but I don't really care about the backstory of this. But a guy just was running after a garbage truck and just firing all crazy. You had to know. His name is Quinson Croson. You have too many sounds in your name, sir. You got to give one of them up. Nobody's allowed to have that many consonants. I know it's America, but come on. A man in whitey tidies is pepper spraying his sleeping neighbor over noise complaints. Another one. It is shockingly not a village's story. It's Lauderhill. They said that this man was arrested. He broke into his neighbor's upstairs apartment, pepper sprayed him in the face while he slept. Because apparently he was snoring so loud and being loud that the guy had lived like right below him. He could hear him. So he couldn't startle him awake. So he ended up climbing up into his apartment and he pepper sprayed him in the face. It just feels like maybe you could have used your phone instead. Taking charge of your health is easier with All Family Pharmacy. If you've been hearing about the latest in brain and cellular health, you're not alone. Methylene Blue is making waves for supporting focus, mental clarity, memory, and mood. RFK Jr. has been talking about using it. And NAD Plus, that's your body's natural energy booster. It helps cells repair and potentially slows signs of aging. With All Family Pharmacy, you now have access to these cutting-edge treatments. Whether you're interested in Methylene Blue, NAD Plus, or even an emergency kit for your family, Valley. This is a pharmacy that you can trust. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, and no bureaucratic roadblocks. All Family Pharmacy uses 100% domestically sourced materials for all their medications, ensuring top quality and safety. So go ahead and visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off your order. And while you're there, check out their full list, over 200 medications available, including ivermectin, antibiotics, and more. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You hear all these stories about aliens, and no one ever sees them, right? Just like Bigfoot. We have all these cameras. We have phone cameras. Everybody's got a device strapped to their head, basically. And we don't get anything, no images, nothing. And nothing about aliens. We hear all these stories of flying saucers. We don't get really good pictures. You know, I mean, I don't see any little green dudes waving out of windows. And do you know why that is? Because when they get in our solar system, and they get near Earth, and they check out what we send out on our satellites, they look at each other, and they go, beep, 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 which translates to, what the hell? What is wrong with these people? Case in point, this New York Post piece. Stressed adults rely on pacifiers to soothe themselves. I feel a sense of safety from childhood. This is the story. Ready? Now, it started in China, which totally makes sense. Now I think it's a commie psyop. But they said that people are using adult-sized binkies. Once a niche quirk, the silicone soothers are now supposedly big business on Chinese e-commerce giants. They're priced budget-friendly. They're sold as sleep aids, stress relievers, even smoking cessation tools, and shoppers are gobbling them up. They said some online sellers are moving thousands each month. One Chinese buyer said, quote, when I'm under pressure at work, I feel a sense of safety from my childhood. Now, it's starting in China, but it's moving outside. It makes me think this is the next thing after Wu Flu, Kane. Well, your face right now. Are you frozen? Your matrix froze you.
But why are they doing it?
I want to see what their dental bills are like.
What? That's what I'm saying. Like the shape of your mouth alone, you're going to have braces. You're going to have Invisalign.
They're going to have buck teeth sticking out. You can just like a ski slope. It's going to be like a giant. You can toboggan down the angle of them teeths using them adult binkies. That's a I think that, I don't know, I think I would accidentally punch somebody in the face if I saw them with a binky in their mouth.
Yeah.
My body would go and wouldn't know what to do. And my first response would just, you know, it's like, that's one of those things where you just don't know how to react. And your body is trying so hard to process it.
Are they flavored or is it like...
Do they make those?
I don't know. I mean, remember Ring Pops?
Yeah, but that was a treat for children.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you could choke on them.
Binkies are for babies.
Yeah, but they're like, yeah. You're not supposed to be able to...
We're talking about adults here.
I can't even believe this. I mean, this is the most Freudian thing also I think I've ever seen, but why is this a thing? If you're in China, maybe you're sad with the CCP, but this is one of the goofiest things ever.
It's Chinese. Here's what it is. It's the Chinese government trying to shut their people up.
Literally.
This is how it goes.
Now, also with this, Gen Z, they're signing up for adulting 101 classes because they can't handle basic life skills. They said a lot of stuff involves money.
What?
Hmm. One said, I don't know how to change a tire. I don't have a car at all. I do think parents need to be more involved. I think if you're a parent, you're not teaching your kid how to change a tire. Like, do your damn job, mom and dad. Teach them how to change a tire. I mean, that's where it starts. It starts in the home. You know what I mean? It's not like these kids grew up in a vacuum. If they don't know how to boil water or, like, make mac and cheese, the hell's wrong? What'd you do in your home? Did you not raise kids to understand how to do this stuff? This doesn't happen, like, all on its own, unrelated to anything else. They said that they wanted to learn, like, some of them, they don't know how to do laundry properly. It's a New York Post piece. Someone told New York Post they had to Google what a turnip was because they were making a recipe. I don't know. It's like budgeting, navigating grocery stores. Jeez. There's like colleges that are offering adulting 101 classes because parents, you know what I think some of the problem is that we had progressives move us away from a family unit that only required one income. And now as a result, because everybody is so busy and so stressed and so detached, I think a lot of these life skills, people aren't just sharing them. And some of it's just lazy parents, but they're not sharing them. I mean, they need to be proactive. Your kids aren't just going to suddenly wake up one day and go, how do I change a tire? They're not going to, you're as a parent, you're going to introduce that concept to them. But they said that kids are growing up less dependent. And I think, again, it's because we have literally shifted the paradigm over to this weird area where no one can hardly afford anything and everyone, they all live to work and really instead of, you know, kind of working to live and just kind of keeping things separate, you know, keeping things partitioned, compartmentalizing. There's no break for people. And I think that we're also besieged every second of that we are awake with noise. Advertising, television, social media, everything. I don't know. I think there's something to all of it that contributes to it. It's easy to make fun of them. You know, it's really easy to be like, what do you mean you don't know how to do this stuff? What do you mean you don't know how to? But there are some Gen Xers that didn't know how to do that. And Gen Xers didn't know how to do it because their parents never showed them. I grew up with people like that. Whose parents they were running around and both parents were working and they were stressed out, etc. This was the type of modern life that you were promised was going to make it easier for humanity. And instead, now people can't even do basic things. They have to outsource every single service. Every single service has to be outsourced. Nobody knows how to like fix a seam or hem pants even. I mean, everybody goes to a tailor. Well, if they go to tailors to do it, there's just like little things that, you know, people just don't do anymore. And then when they need that skill, it's a big issue. I don't know. Didn't ravers use pacifiers, Kane?
They did.
Jeez. Ugh. Pacifiers and glow sticks.
They did.
They never choked on them, sadly. our friends over at Kel-Tec who make the program possible, the PR57. You can actually have this as your daily driver, the PR57. It's a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. It's actually the lightest 5.7 that's out on the market. They achieve this in a couple of different ways. First off, the rotary barrel makes it lighter, but also the unique top loading feature. So you load it at the top, but instead of traditional magazines, you actually use stripper clips. So the left, when they say it's clips instead of mags, it's actually correct just with this specific firearm. But it makes for a slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity, super easy field strip. I mean, MSRP is only $399. It's very affordable. Made by the folks based in Florida, Kel-Tec. You can learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, a vast underwater city was discovered near the resting place of Noah's Ark that rewrites the Bible story known to millions. Can we go there and live? I would like to, just to get away from everybody else. I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it? The former Superman actor Dean Cain also reveals that he's becoming an ICE agent to support the mass deportation agenda. I kind of like that. Mass deportation agenda. He's going to be sworn in ASAP amid the federal agency's recruitment drive and unprecedented. This stupid Guardian article. I'm done. I'm not even reading this article. Like, it's a legitimate thing. I would not even use this as like a thing to wipe up waste. The Guardian, I wouldn't. So, X out of that. Because whenever I have a reporter that is all into self-glorification and they're like, I am so important, I need to let you know that my viewpoint in the first article, then Dina needs fire because nobody cares, right? Nobody cares about your stupid bias. You're literally a cancer in journalism. These people are a cancer to journalism. They absolutely are. It's true. All right. So, I don't know. Take this what you will. The AP story is not coming up anymore because for some reason, but they were trying to argue that somehow POTUS, it's a record high, what were they saying? It's record high export, et cetera, et cetera. We'll come back to that because I think that's in the light of the penalties that they just applied to India, which, by the way, they apply these penalties to India because India won't stop buying Russian gas and oil. I mean, you can buy perfectly wonderful American gas and oil, right? Comes in red, white, and blue. Maybe not, but it could. China is touting killer robot wolves. Anyone who thinks that these things are going to work longer than 5 minutes clearly has never purchased anything made in China.
Are regular wolves not killer enough?
No, is like apparently they're not. It's killer robot wolves. Wolves probably don't like communists. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just saying. They're military wolf robots. They're designed to stealthily approach enemies. No one believes this. Fire precise shots on targets. Nobody believes that. And work in rough terrain. Literally no one believes this, says the state media. Who? Oh, the Communist Party. The communist broadcaster said that the robots, which were an upgrade from our earlier robotic dog iterations that no one ever saw, can replace human soldiers in dangerous conditions to reduce combat casualties. You know what else can be used as a replacement for soldiers and reduce combat casualties of at least one side? A giant bomb. That can be used too. So China is really in an AI and a robotics race with us, but you know, they do have a disadvantage. The whole made in China. That's a thing. Anyway, so I would actually have a robot wolf as a pet. It's kind of what Arbiters are in Darktide anyway. You basically have a robot wolf. That's kind of what it is. Anyway, we'll come back to that if we want to. We talked about this interstellar object twice already in the past 2 weeks, so I'm not going to read this headline. Firefighters rescued a woman who was trapped in a small chimney in San Fernando Valley. You can't pretend to be... I mean, that is a tiny chimney she got into. 30-year-old woman. She was 3 feet deep in the chimney. She apparently was acting erratically before she got in the chimney and got stuck and screamed help. Stick with us. I don't know if you heard about this. This was... did you ever see Slumdog Millionaire, Came?
I heard of it. I never watched it, though.
It was this... I watched it like... I didn't watch it in theaters, but I watched it a long time ago. Not a long time ago. It came out in 2008. Dev Patel and Danny Boyle directed it. Well, I was reading this piece in Variety where he said he would not direct Slumdog Millionaire again today because of quote unquote cultural appropriation. And he would be looking for a young Indian filmmaker to shoot it. He said in a quote directly, quote, "We wouldn't be able to make that now. And that's how it should be. It's time to reflect on all that. We have to look at the cultural baggage we carry and the mark that we've left on the world. And at the time, it felt radical. And we made the decision that only a handful of us would go to Mumbai. And we'd work with a big Indian crew and we'd try to make a film within the culture, but you're still an outsider and it's still a flawed method." And he said that kind of cultural appropriation might be sanctioned at certain times. At other times, it cannot, blah, 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 blah. And he said he wouldn't do it. I really can't stand when people use cultural appropriation when they're talking about cultural appreciation. They are entirely different things. Cultural appropriation is a man pretending to be a woman. Cultural celebration is loving Bollywood films, which I do. I like Bollywood films. Don't ask me why I like Bollywood films and I hate musicals. They hit different, man. That's all I'm saying. It hits different. The best one is RRR. It's actually recent. There's several that are really good. RRR was amazing. It actually took an Oscar, legitimately deserved, for best score or best song that they did. And it's really good. Anyway, I don't know. I can't stand other musicals, though. But that's... To do a film like that in that vein, I mean, he was working with, I think his DP was Indian. I was trying to remember, like, his cinematographer was Indian. Like, how much more, I mean, at some point, you've got to stop, like, debasing yourself. Cultural appreciation is not the same thing as appropriation. And I'm so tired of people acting like, well, you can't appreciate this or you can't like that because you're not of that culture or, you know, like, I love anime and I like Japanese food and I like a lot of the aesthetic, but that's not appropriation. That's appreciation, right? Same with Bollywood. Like, I love the colors that are used in the textiles. That reminds me of a story on Etsy, which is like a hellscape of wokery. There's like some craft circles where there was a white woman who was like working with an Indian supplier and selling like Indian textiles on her Etsy shop. And she like got bullied off of Etsy because of it. It's like there's appropriation and appreciation. Stop it. I hate people trying to run you off of liking things because you're not of the culture that it comes from. That is so asinine. I had someone who sent me a hate mail one time telling me I shouldn't wear gold hoops, and I beat them down within an inch of their life in an email, which I rarely do. And I'm like, oh, it's so funny for you. I know the history of gold hoops. Are you Sumerian? Because if you're not Sumerian, STFU. And let me just tell you really quickly in a one-word sentence why you need to not be talking about this. It gets so aggravating. I feel like it's still happening. It should be happening less because it's like everything else has kind of dissipated in terms of wokery, but that. Have you noticed that, Kane? Mm-hmm. Like people are terrified of it. They're terrified. But nobody has a problem with St. Paddy's Day.
Nope.
Oh, hell. Everybody's out there St. Paddy's Day pretending they're a leprechaun. I don't think so. Nobody cares. You know why? Because the Irish don't care. Because they're not babies. They don't care. It's only like white progressives that care about this stuff. I didn't hear Indian people like slamming Danny Boyle for doing this film. I think they love the fact that they were like using so many like talents from India and costume designers and, you know, cinematographers and, you know, director of photography and lighting and gaffing and all of that stuff. They were liking that they could showcase that skill set. It's only white Marxists that get super upset over this stuff. They act like they got a white knight for everybody. It's asinine. So, I mean, if he thinks like that, then maybe I wouldn't want him to direct it. If you think about this, like, you couldn't have, you know how many Italians made Western films? I mean, spaghetti Western is a phrase for a reason. That's like saying that you wouldn't have, like, some great films. Like, what is it? My Name is Nobody is one. That's a great Western film. You wouldn't be able to have stuff like that. Just stop it. Just stop it. Just appreciate the art form for the art form and celebrate just good stories and good direction and good film and good acting. This is so stupid. I can't do this. It's like saying something like, you know, somebody like Brian De Palma wouldn't be able to make Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stop it. It's just so dumb.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.